HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Brunch podcast, the weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Brunch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Brunch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform.
Hey guys, how's it going? He's a known name in the music industry, whether you're talking about the indie music scene or the quote-unquote commercial scene. We're talking about our HD Brunch In Bed With star and musician, singer, songwriter, and most importantly, storyteller Ankur Tiwari, who's just come out with a single and is making waves with his work in both spheres of the music industry. Join me in conversation with the perfect gentleman as he talks about the indie music scene, learning French during the lockdown, how he doesn't plan for more than a week in advance, and the best part about composing Dil Pe Parva.
Hi, Ankur, and welcome to the HD Brunch podcast. So tell us, you know, since you are a musician, tell us, what is your opinion of the current indie music scene in India? What do you think about it? I mean, you said that it's fearless. But what else is there? How is it coping with the lockdown? And, you know, apart from that, the new variants that are coming in, because there's so many artists who are actually, looking at music as a career now.
I feel like if you look at it at a micro level, things are good and bad. There are people who are going through a decent phase. But at the same time, it's very difficult to survive. Being an independent musician has never been easy. I would say it's easier now than it was before, probably. With the digital revolution, things have opened up and it's really helped the case a bunch. But still, there's so many of my friends who are independent musicians who have had to give up their homes, move back, move cities, probably sometimes move back to their parents' place. And they're finding it a little hard to get by. Having said that, the community is strong. People are helping each other out. There are fundraisers, and then there are ways that organizations are also helping, like the IPRS, for instance, does send money every few months to its members, and there are other charities as well that help independent musicians as well. So I would say things are not that good, but there is a brighter side in seeing that people are out there helping each other out.
Right. And how do you think things are going to be once the pandemic is over? You know, do you think there's going to be huge celebration? Do you think people are finally going to really respect live music for what it is and live performances? Do you think that's something that's going to happen?
I have no idea. I actually, frankly, the one thing the pandemic has taught me is don't think too far ahead, because all the plans are going to topple. So I'm not going to think more than a week ahead of me. I know for sure if and when this is over, I'm going to hug everyone around me.
Oh, yeah, so am I. And how do you balance, you know, commercial as well as your passion projects? Where does that balance come from? Or do you not see it as a commercial project? Do you see everything as, something that you're creating?
Yeah, I feel there is no balance. I don't see it as a balance. I don't try and take projects that seem like a compromise. Even the hardest, toughest projects that we get, I try to see it from a point of view of a passion project. Mm-hmm. and not deal with projects like this is where I make money and this is what I do for passion. I've never been good at that. I end up saying, no more than yes. Management probably is not very happy about that. But we try and do everything in which we actually try and put our heart and soul.
And what's the one rule that you follow yourself as a musician?
Don't follow any rules. I don't follow any rules. You just follow your heart. Yeah, there's no point. The rules are, I think, in life, I'm actually a disciplined person. So even though I say I don't follow rules, there are certain kind of probably subconscious rules in my head. Right. Like I don't like working after sunset. I'm completely a sun person. So okay. I wake up with the sun and I retire my working time after the sun. After sun is just like hanging out with friends, calling them, eating, drinking, watching something, reading something. But that's the kind of subtle rule that I try and follow.
Mm-hmm. And Ankur the singer, Ankur the songwriter, or Ankur the composer, what would you define yourself as if you had to pick one?
Yeah, Ankur the storyteller.
Ankur the storyteller, perfect.
All yeah, right. Because I'm doing all three. All three things fall under that.
All right, brilliant. Okay, and what have you been up to during the lockdown? Any lockdown learnings or self-discoveries that you've had or made?
I just try and keep my mind busy, so I have been doing a bit of Sudoku, and I have been learning French on Duolingo. Just anything to keep my mind busy.
So is that usually something that you do, like pick up languages, pick up
no.
hobbies?
No. These are unusual times, so you just have to distract yourself and keep yourself busy.
And how good is your French now then?
Je ne parle pas français.
All right. And I have to ask you this since you, answered our question. Which is your favorite Parikin Singh song and why do you love them as much as you do?
All their songs have such a nice lilt to it. They, they get stuck in your head as soon as you listen to them. I'm trying to think of a song that is not the usual guess,
Yeah.
I know what your usual guess would be. Just trying to sound smarter. Actually, I love all their songs. I love their vibe. Both of them, not just their music. I feel like beautiful people make beautiful music. And I think they are beautiful people and then they are amazing. I wish they were making more music and putting more music out.
Like, would you want to collaborate with them?
I have actually collaborated with Nishchay once. We did a song long back. Why not? Like, I'm going to learn so much from them. Anything, anybody who I can learn from, yes.
And who's the one person that you've collaborated with that you absolutely was, loved it because it was so seamless and it was so smooth?
I think I did a collaboration called Little Whale, which is really a hidden album in Spotify with Gaurav Raina and Karsh Kale. It's like I'm singing in falsetto gibberish. That collaboration was just it's like an ongoing collaboration. Whenever we end up meeting and being together in a studio, we just end up putting some stuff down, and it seems like a long experiment that's very satisfying.
All right, and what's next after today? What have any releases planned, any more collaborations? What are we hearing from you next?
I have worked on my album. It's underway and album work is on, and I'm quite happy how it's shaping up. Very excited, in fact, getting a little impatient of when I can put it out. But at the same time, as I said, I'm only planning 1 week at a time. So it's not releasing this week, I can assure you that.
All right. An album or singles, what do you think, in today's day and age, should a composer, musician kind of go with releasing singles or releasing albums, because people's attention span is kind of short?
I feel that depends on what you're seeking. I wouldn't say people's attention span is less. I think younger people definitely have a lesser attention span now. But I think it depends on the story you're trying to tell. Sometimes you try and tell a story through a few songs. Sometimes you tell a story through one song. Sometimes the songs in just like, you know, as a unit sound amazing and mm-hmm. you have a vision. So I feel like if you put a lens of what you want to express, I feel whatever works for your story. But if you're putting a lens of how you're going to get more popular or how your songs are going to reach out, whether you're going to get what you call likes and views and like that kind of stuff, then probably a single will work out better. But depends on what you're seeking. You know, sometimes you get satisfaction even if a few people listen to your work and they get it. I think that's the most essential. I always value people who get what I'm trying to express rather than the number of people who just browse by.
Yeah. Okay. And how important is social media in today's day and age? You know, how important are those likes and those shares that you get?
There are two questions. So I feel social media is definitely very important because it really gives you the freedom to express and put your work out, and it just you know, negate some of the gatekeepers who have been kind of not letting some talent in. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the likes and the dislikes and the comments can, you know, really subconsciously steer you in a direction where you don't want to go and takes away the freedom. So as much as it gives you the freedom, it can, social media also has the power to take away the freedom, and you start off kind of making music for the people instead of yourself. And I feel, at least for me, I feel that I like to make music till the day I'm making it for myself, and then other people relate to it rather than the other way around.
Since everybody loves Dil Be Parwa, I have to ask you, what was your favorite part of the composing or even filming the video of that particular song? Because people were like, went crazy, right? So tell us about that.
I mean, the best part obviously for me was to discover this amazing musician, because as we were making the song, Prateek and I were getting to know each other. So that was lovely to meet a musician from a completely different generation and understand his way of recording music and approaching songs. So that was beautiful. Shooting the video was quite irritating for me because I don't like being in front of camera. Neither does he. So we were just like, you know, two grumpy musicians trying to follow instructions, but definitely it helped the song grow. A moment that I you know, remember from it, which was quite amazing for me, was I was struggling to, you know, crack the lyrics, and I was sitting there and I looked at my guitar case and it had this sticker on it, mm-hmm. With an Indigo Airlines sticker on it, which said Fragile. And the Indigo Airlines sticker was, you know, a broken heart. So it was a broken heart with Fragile written on it. And I loved it. And that gave me the first line, even before Dil Pe Parwa, the hook line could come. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, Katra Katra Ho Gaya, Dil Ye Bikharta Gaya. That first line came because of that sticker. And then once that came, then I realized, okay, what are we approaching? We're writing a song about independent musicians trying to make it in this hard world where nothing makes sense. And the naivety of and the innocence of being a passionate musician. So yeah, so that's one memory I have from it, which was quite lovely.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much, Ankur. Okay. Have a great day. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What does charity mean? I'm not talking about donating for a cause or helping out someone you don't know who's in need of XYZ. But closer home, what does it mean when it comes to your domestic help or your local chaiwala or even the organization that you work for? I think, according to me, it means that you and everyone in your family is taken care of. And that's not a thought that many organizations even think about, to be honest. Even in the middle of a pandemic, my previous organization definitely didn't. And that reflected in the sheer volume of people who would leave when they realized that. Thankfully, I can say that I'm at a much, much better place now where kindness is abundant and employees are actually taken care of. What does this translate to in the food and restaurant sector though? Listen on to HT Brunch columnist V. Sangvi to find out.
This week's column is about two separate things. The first part is, of course, charity. All of us as human beings are obliged to help other people, especially those who find themselves in times of crisis, which I guess every single day is these days. But there's another part to charity, and which is you must look after your own. And by that, I don't just mean your family. I mean everyone in your business. If you run a restaurant, because this is the food column, or you run a food business, your first priority must be to make sure that nobody who works for you goes hungry. They should be able to look after their families. You should help them through this bad period. If they fall ill, if they need to go home to their villages to look after relatives, you should give them leave. You should pay them. You should ensure that their jobs are there when they come back. Well, that's one part of the column. The second part of the column is about the new generation of restaurateurs. And I've used one example, and that's Varun Tulli, who was a young guy who was brought back by his family from America, who came back to India, hated it, opened a restaurant called the Yum Yum Tree, which I know and I like, and then somehow discovered that this wasn't going to make any money for him. So he did other things. He went into catering. He did very well. He decided he would open smaller, cheaper, more accessible restaurants. He opened the Yum Yum Cha chain. And then, I think in a masterstroke, long before anybody realized that it was important, he started doing delivery under the Noshi brand. Now, I order Noshi all the time. I also order from his other brands. For instance, he makes very good sourdough bread, gluten-free, under a brand called Wheaty. And I eat it every morning. But the thing about Varun is not just his ambition or his quest for excellence, but his heart. He's looked after every one of his employees. He's never pushed them. He's always been there for them. And that, I think, is what's important. Be good to people and you will succeed.
What's the one thing you miss the most about pre-pandemic days? It's a dangerous question, huh? But for me, first and foremost, it's got to be the ability to hug the people I love. Like a good, long, squishy hug where you convey how much you've missed the other person without words. And of course, eating out at restaurants without getting paranoid of someone at the next table sneezes. And of course, going to watch a movie. God, it feels like it's been a decade since I did that. But most of all, and most importantly, what I miss are live music performances, where the magic just weaves itself, you know, if the sound system is right, of course, around you. And for that moment or for that song, you forget all your worries. I can't wait to go out there and experience it once more. What about you? What are you waiting for? While you ponder that, here's what's on HT Brunch columnist Rehana Munir's list.
We've all been on a kind of a crazy seesaw or a roller coaster ride featuring some pretty morbid events and possibilities, from medical emergencies to cyclone terror and whatnot. So it's necessary to zoom out every now and then. Zoom out, not using the app, but quite the opposite, to distance oneself. And when I'm trying to distance myself and detach myself, I think a lot about what I'd rather be doing. And cinema halls feature very high on that list. But even more than that, it's theater auditoriums that I'm thinking of, you know, all the safety and escape that they provide. Safety because for the duration of a show, you're disconnected from the outside world and even your own life in many ways. You escape the voices in your own head, or at least I do. There's a kind of immediacy and intimacy about a live theatrical performance that even musical and sporting events can't replicate. But it's not always a transcendental experience. I've suffered my share of unending plays, badly directed, acted, or even badly chosen plays. One of my pet peeves when it comes to theatre in Mumbai is the stiltedness of so many English language productions, and then the repetitive choices, whether it's yet another modern day Shakespeare or drably done Ibsen. But there are moments that I deeply miss, you know, that sudden connection with a performance or a piece of music in a play or even a lighting choice. That moment of absolute surrender to maybe 15 people dressed in black t-shirts on a wooden stage, they can make you believe anything. Yes, there are plays online now and readings and whatnot, but I crave those too cold spaces with invariably uncomfortable seats, awful sandwiches, and the presence of at least 7 people in the audience who I would wish never to run into. So this week's column looks at my experience of theatre, largely in Bombay and in other places, and just in with the hope that one can return to that kind of experience very soon. Bye.
You've heard his opinions in the first segment of this very podcast. And now we give you a version of Ankur Tiwari's latest single titled Toote. Hope you enjoy it.
जख्मों को खरोंचे
have a great Sunday brunch, guys.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HD Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HD Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HD Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys!
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast. HD Smartcast.